श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 द डिपार्चर ऑफ भीष्म पितामह इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 1 सूत उवाच इति भीतः प्रजा द्रोहात् सर्वधर्म विवित्सया ततो विनाशनम् प्रागाद् यत्र देवव्रतोपतत् सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी स्पीकिंग दिस इज चैप्टर 9. In the previous chapter, Kunti Maharani has offered her prayers and Krishna has accepted her prayers and is about to depart. At the request of Yudhishthira Maharaj, he agrees to stay. So, iti bhitaha pajadroha, iti bhitaha, thus he was fearful. In the previous chapter, Maharaj Yudhishthira had expressed his apprehension, his fear, his dejection because he had caused the death of so many warriors, so many people, prajadrohat, and not only had the warriors been killed, but along with that, there had been such devastation. And the widows were crying, being shelterless. It was almost like a whole civilization had been uprooted. So prajadrohat, sarvadharma vivitsaya. Sarvadharma vivitsaya. So, he wanted to understand dharma vivitsaya. What was exactly his dharma? How was he to act now? Would he, by letting himself be enthroned as the king, be enjoying the spoils of war? Or would it be better for him to renounce the world and thus avoid getting entangled in the karmic implications? Tato vinashanam pragad. Vinashanam pragad. Vinashan, the way the destruction had happened and the very arena where the destruction had happened. Normally, if something terrible has happened somewhere, people are really apprehensive to go there. But here, Yudhishthira Maharaj went back to the same place. Because therein lay the person through whom they hoped he would get solace from the distress that he was undergoing. Yatra deva vratopatahat. Here, in this particular case, so deva vratoho refers to the prince Bhishma. In his childhood, he was named as Devavrata. Here, he is referred to by that name, Apatat. He had fallen. The other warriors had been killed in the battlefield or in the massacre following the battlefield. Bhishma Pitama had fallen the 10th day, but because he had the benediction of Ichchamrityu, so still he was lying there, still awake, still there, still conscious and waiting for the final moment of death. So at that time, the second text now we go to Tadate Bhratarah Sarve सदाश्वै स्वर्णभूषितै अनवगच्छन् रथैर् विप्रा व्यास धौम्यादयस्तथा तदाते भ्रातरः सर्वे. सो किंग युधिष्ठिर ही वेंट विद भ्रातरः सर्वे विद ऑल हिज ब्रदर्स भीम अर्जुन नकुल सहदेव एंड दे वर डेकोरेटेड विद गोल्डन ऑर्नामेंट्स अलोंग विद देम the great sages such as their own priest Dhaumya and the sage Vyasa, who was in one sense their grandfather and who has been constantly present in the Mahabharata as their advisor, he also went with them. Now normally when someone is dying, at that time people go in mourning clothes. So sometimes in different cultures, the mourning clothes may be different. They may be white or they may be black. And normally nobody goes to a place where a person is about to die dressed opulently. Death is a sober occasion and the dress also needs to be appropriately sober. But why is it that here Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers go dressed in all their royal opulence. How is it that none of the assembled sages stop them? Because when we go to meet a dead person, it's almost a universal principle, simple moral principle, that if a person is dying, whatever might be the last wish of a dying person, we try to fulfill that last wish. So the way to fulfill that last wish is usually by helping that person in whatever way we can. So now Bhishma Pitama, he loved the Pandavas. They were virtuous, they were courteous, they were saintly, and it was his fondest desire that they be the successors in the Kuru dynasty, and that they ascend the throne. And it caused him great grief when they were stripped of everything and were exiled. So he had lived on through various austerities, not physical austerities, but there were emotional tortures for him to live with his own guilty conscience that he didn't do anything to stop the Pandavas from being exiled, and thinking that they must be living in such difficulty in the forest. So he had lived through it, or he had not accepted the Ichchamrityu long before this, because he was longing, waiting for the day when the Pandavas would be enthroned, when Dharma would be victorious, and he was now going to see that. Krishna had arranged so that he would be able to see the Pandavas in full regal opulence, and this is his heart's cherished desire, to see Dharma prosperous, to see the dharmic people prosperous, to see his beloved Pandavas ascend to the throne. And understanding this subtle inner mood, the Pandavas flouted the outer etiquette and dressed very opulently while going to meet Bhishma. Text 3. Bhagavan api viprarashe Rathena sadhananjayah satair virochat nrupah kuver iva guhyakahe. So Krishna also came over there. Bhagavan api viprarashe. Viprarashe. So here Sutta Goswami is referring to Shaunaka, the primary member in his audience, as Viprarshe, that he is the sage among the Brahmanas. That, O Viprarshe, among them there was Krishna also on Arjuna's chariot. And thus, as Maharaj Yudhishthira went towards Bhishma Pitamaha, he looked magnificent, as like Kuvera surrounded by the Guhyakas. The Guhyakas are powerful associates of Kuvera, and here Yudhishthira is compared to Kuvera, because Kuvera is the treasurer of the Devatas. He used to have fabulous amount of wealth. Now, Maharaj Yudhishthira, who had lived in the poverty of exile, now when he was dressed and decorated with royal opulence, comparing him with Kuvera aptly demonstrates that, aptly conveys that now he was truly in splendorous opulence, and thus his days of atrocious poverty were well and truly behind him. They had ended, and now he was on his way towards the kind of prosperity that behove him as a worthy heir in the Kuru dynasty. Text 4. Drishtvani patitam bhumam deshchutam ivamaram pranam pandava bhishmam sanugah sachakrina. Drishtvani patitam bhumam. So at that time they saw nipatitam, fallen, bhumam, on the earth, who was fallen. Divash chutam ivamaram. Divash. So from the sky, chutam, fallen, iva amaram. The amara refers to those who are the gods. They are considered immortal. It's not immortal in an eternal sense, but immortal in a very, very long sense. So the devatas are very effulgent, and their fall is, from the earthly point of view, it occurs so rarely that it is extremely
unusual, and they retain the refulgence even when they have fallen. So divas chutam, just as if from the heaven had fallen to the earth. And pranamo pandava bhishmam, pranamo, the Pandavas offer obeisances to Bhishma. And sanugaha chakra, sanugaha, along with anugaha. Anugaha means those who follow. Here it refers to his brothers. They had all followed Yudhishthira. Even when Yudhishthira had acted in a grievously wrong way in gambling them all and gambling Draupadi, they had followed him. Even when he had been exiled, they had followed him. And they were his anugaha. And along with the chakrina. Chakrina refers to the possessor of chakri, that is Lord Krishna, who uses the Sudarshan chakra. So he is the supreme lord, but he was also following Yudhishthira. In this chapter, the central focus will be on Yudhishthira and Bhishma. And the glory of Yudhishthira Maharaj is being talked about, depicted here, that even Lord Krishna was following him. And this glory of Yudhishthira Maharaj, which is being thus conveyed, will be used to boost, to convey in an even more forceful way, the glory of Bhishma Pitamaha, that such an exalted person as Yudhishthira came to Bhishma Pitamaha for seeking advice. So how glorious will be Bhishma Pitamaha. So the scene is being set for the last hurray, for the swan song. Swan song is, if a cricketer is or a sports person is playing, and this person playing his last match. So there is a lot of festive celebration at that time. And it's probably a cricketer's dream that maybe I'll be able to score a century or do something memorable on the in my last match. So here, this is going to be Bhishma Pitamaha's last match. He's not just a warrior. For him, the last battle is over on the 10th day of the Kurukshetra war. And in one sense, he fell. But the last match of his life is not going to be martial, it is going to be intellectual. It is going to be where he is going to give profound and profound wisdom. He is going to illumine the whole world for a long, long time to come. And that, the scene for that is being set here by depicting the glory of the person who is the student in this section. So, Tatra. Next text, Tatra Brahmarishah Sarve Daivarshyascha Sattama Rajarshyascha Tatrasan Drashtum Bharata Pungavam. So, Drashtum Bharata Pungavam, just to see this great person who is Bharata Pungava. Bharata Pungava refers to he who was the best among the Bharatas. Pungava often refers to, it means to, oh, it refers to a bull, and it also refers to, the bull is considered to be one of the strongest among the domestic animals. So sometimes a powerful bull may be compared to a lion or may compared to a bull. So the bull is a little animal, but usually when the word pungava is used, it means best among, foremost among. So just to see him, Drashtum, what had happened? Brahmarishis sarve, the Brahmarishis had come, the Devarishis had come, the Rajarishis had come. So a galaxy of who's who had come for witnessing the momentous event of the departure of Bhishma. And some great person is about to depart, then people come to offer their respects. They come for the funeral, but before that also they come to offer their last words of respect to the person. So this was how it was. Here Brahmarishis, Devarishis, Rajarishis, they had all come. And a whole galaxy list will be described in this verse. And actually later on in this Bhagavatam, again, a similar list will be described. When Parikshit Maharaj is about to depart, and how many great sages come there. Parvata Narada Dhamyu Bhagavan Badaraha Brihadashva Bharadvajaha Shashishara Kasutaha Vashishtra Indra Pramadas Gritchamadoshitaha Kakshivan Gautama Trishcha Kaushikotha Sudarshanaha. So, Parvata Narada Dhamyu. This is a list of illustrious sages. We know many of these sages from other sections of the Bhagavatam and other narratives in the other Puranas. So here Parvat Muni is often associated with Narad Muni participating in many of his important pastimes. Narada, so here Parvat and Narada together. Dhamma is the priest of the Pandavas. He is referred to twice over here. He's an important person to be present at that time, and there's the second reference. Then Bhagavan Radharayanaha. Although these two names have been mentioned earlier, but here, in the list of who's who, called one pass, in one set, we can have a glimpse of who all were present. So, now to have an encapsulated mention of this who's who of the pious universe, all the names are mentioned once again. All the names are mentioned in one place, and the names mentioned earlier, they are repeated here. Brahadashva Bharadvajaha. So Brahadashva Bharadvaj, these two are great sages again. The Bharadvaj Rumi often comes in the Ramayana, and Lord Ram meets him, takes instruction for him. Lord Ram directly blesses him. Shishisha Renuka Sutaha. So Renuka is the mother of Parshuram. So Sutaha, her son is Parshuram. Shishisha. Parshuram is a powerful sage, and he usually disciples Indra Brahma is there, and Vashishya. Many of these sages are almost like ageless. So Vashishtha appears in the Ramayana as the Kula Guru of Lord Ram and his family. Krito Grishtamado Ashitaham. And Grishtamada. Prabhupada describes briefly the profile of these sages. Ashitam, Asito, Devalo, Vyasa, they are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna states that these are the sages who have confirmed your supremacy, Krishna. Kshivan, Gautamo, Atrishya. Gautam and Atri are also sages, well celebrated. Atri Rishi, Anasuya, with his Anasuya, his wife, they are the parents of Dattatre. Kaushiko Atha Sudarshanaha. Similarly, there's Kaushik Rishi, the great sage, and Sudarshan. So like this, all these great sages are present over there. Man Brahmaha Shishai Rupeta Kashyapangira Shadayaha Anyecha Munayo Brahm. The other munis are also there. O Brahmas, Brahma Rata Dayaha. So Brahma Rata, Brahma Rata is referred here as to Shukadev Goswami. He is also there to witness this momentous event. Shishair Upeta Ajimu Muhu Amalaha there. So these are pure hearted sages such as Kashyap Angirasa Dayaha. So Kashyap Angiras. Shishyarupeta Ajigamuhu. Ajigamuhu means they arrived. Shishyarupeta along with the disciple. Next text. Tan Sameta Bhagan Upalabhya Vastu Pasuttamaha Pujayam Asa Dharmagya Deshakalavid. Tan Mahabhagan. Tan Sametan. When all of them had assembled, Mahabhagan. They were all greatly powerful individuals. Tamaha Upalabhya. They had now Vasuttamaha. This is referring to the previous life in which Bhishma was the Vasu named Dev. He was the greatest among the Vasus in that life. And because of some misdeed, he had been cursed to be born here as Bhishma, as a mortal in the human world. So that reference is given over here. Vasuttamaha. So it's significant that when the Bhagavatam refers to some characters by their previous lives, it doesn't refer to the misdeed that caused them to fall from a previous illustrious position to their present position. Even if that misdeed has occurred, and even if their previous position was greater than their present position. That sort of negative reference to one's antecedents is done usually by blasphemers who do not appreciate the person for what he was in the past and who don't want to appreciate the person for what he is in the present. Here we see that Vasuttamaha, there is no value judgment over there that he was Vasuttama and he fell. No, it's straightforward statement. He was Vasuttamaha. He is. Actually, there's no past tense over there. So he is Vasuttamaha. Earlier, the word Amara was used to indicate how he is the resident, how he is. He was seemed like an immortal, seemed like a heavenly resident who are referred to as Amaras. And here, that he was actually an Amara in his previous life, that is being pointed out by referring to him as Vasuttamaha. So, that Vasuttamaha who in his previous life had acted disrespectfully to a sage because of which he had been cursed. Now in this life, normally when people go from, do punya and they get elevated from earth to heaven and they, here he had fallen from the heaven to earth, but he was now well versed in dharmic conduct. And being thus well versed, he knew how to act. Pujayam as dharmagyam. Deshakala vibhagavet. Pujayam as dharmagyo. Dharmagyo. He being knowing the principles of dharma, such principles of dharma, deshakala vibhagavet. He knew that these vary according to time, place, circumstance. And therefore, one needs to be careful, to be cautious. And one needs to apply principles appropriately according to time, place, circumstance. Pujayam, he offered his respects. Normally, when a saintly person comes, we should at least fold our hands. If not, if we offer obeisances by bowing at the waist or if not bowing down fully. But the problem here is that he's like an arrowhead. The arrows pierce through his body and have latched his body to the ground. So he cannot move at all, practically speaking. In such a situation, for him to offer obeisances is practically impossible. So it was just by the movement of his eyebrows, he offered his respects to all the assembled sages. From the Varanic point of view, from the point of view of Varana, the sages are Brahmanas, he is Kshatriya. And a Kshatriya is meant to offer much greater respect, but he is not in the situation to do that, and Deshakala Vibhagavet. So according to the division of Deshakala Vibhaga, division of time, place, circumstance, he offers respect appropriately to the assembled sages. And thus, he executes the principles of Dharma. This is a very important principle in Bhakti, that things need to be adjusted according to time, place, circumstance. Without adjustment, about things, we will be inaccessible to many people who would not be able to appreciate or apply the principles of, when I'm using the word principles, are universal. There are practices through by which the principles are implemented. Practices may sometimes have to be adjusted. Some other way to look at it is that details need to be adjusted. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, how do we differentiate between the principle and the detail? Prabhupada said that requires a little intelligence. So as we become purified, as we come to Sattvaguna, as we become more and more connected with Krishna internally, as he gives us intelligence, Adami Buddhi Yogam Tam, then we start understanding what it is that we, what is the principle, what is the detail, what has to be stuck to, what has to be adjusted. And in that way, we can move onwards in the practice of our bhakti. So Krishna never makes himself utterly inaccessible to us. Krishna always keeps himself accessible, unfathomable mercy. And that mercy is manifested through Guru Sadhu Shastra. So Shastra, when it gives rules, those rules are not primarily prohibitions. Those rules are primarily facilitations. They are opportunities to facilitate the movement of our heart towards Krishna. To the extent we recognize this principle that these are opportunities for us to move towards Krishna, to that extent we will be able to move onwards in our journey towards Him. And to the extent we do not recognize these as opportunities, to that extent we will stay caught in this world. Srila Prabhupada adjusted many of the details. For example, weird cultural context from which he came. Whether woman could get initiation or not, the mainstream opinion might have been at that time that woman cannot get initiation. But Prabhupada, he arranged to give initiation. And that way, he ensured that the whole bhakti movement would have a universal appeal, even in an age where females were increasingly demanding and agitating for their rights. This is just one example, and we don't want to be deviated from the narrative that we are focusing on. That is a very important principle, that according to time, place, circumstance, the principles of the bhakti can be adjusted so that they remain accessible to people. The adjustment is in the external form, the substance remains the same. The substance, for example, in the case of Bhishma, was offering respects. And the usual way to offer respects is by folding one's hands. When that is not possible, then one need not fold the hands, but still one can offer respects in whatever way is possible in one situation. So next text. Krishnam chitat prabhavagya asinam jagadishwaram hridistam pujayamasa mayayopata vigraham. Krishnam chitat prabhavagya. Knowing the prabhava of Krishna, Krishnam chitat prabhavagya. Knowing that the prabhava, the influence, the potency, the power of Krishna. Asinam jagadishwaram. Asinam. Knowing that he was situated, that he was the jagadishwaram. So, two of the prabhavagya. What is the prabhava that he knew? So, two of the aspects of the prabhava have been talked about. He is jagadishwaram. He is the controller of all the worlds. And further, hridistham. He is situated in the hearts of all living beings. So he is inside everything and he is also the controller of everything. Such is the great Lord. And he is present right in front of him. Mayayopata vigraham mayopat. So the word maya, mayayopat means obtained by or manifested through upat. Vigraham, a form. So mayayopat means it was manifested through an arrangement of maya. So here the word maya is used in a generic sense of illusion or something which is not as it appears to be. It is not used in the specific sense of mahamaya, which causes us illusion. The word maya in an essential semantic sense, in the sense of its meaning, it simply means that maya, that which is not. When something is not as it appears to be, that can be called maya. So usually, this is in terms of that which is not real, appears to be real. It means that which offers only temporary pleasure, appears to offer much greater pleasure. But when we recognize that maya simply means that which is not, then we understand that Krishna, to ordinary vision, might seem to be like just another person. You know, he was coming on Arjuna's chariot. He did not even have his own chariot. He was coming on his own chariot. He was standing among in an assembly with many other people. So he might have been thought of just another person. Yeah, he was a Yadu warrior. He was respectable at that level. But no, he's not just that level respectable. He's supremely respectable because he's the supreme being. And understanding that is so important. So here, the point being made is that Bhishma Pitamaha was learned enough, Prabhavagya. He knew that Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is Jagadishwaram. He is Hridastham. So he offered him, that Supreme Lord who had appeared in front of him, Bhishma Pitamaha, appropriately offered respects to that Supreme Lord. And thus, he expressed his, that Supreme Lord, devotional mood.
His respect for the Supreme Lord also. How the conversation moves forward, we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.